The 1-4 Jaguars back to the grind Wednesday afternoon. Week 6 coming up. They'll be back home for the first time since Week 2. They'll host the division rival Houston Texans. Welcome to Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. JP Shadrick with you. Jaguars back to work on Wednesday, trying to get past that loss this past Sunday at Tampa Bay against the Buccaneers. And looking for a positive result this week back in the division. And the Jags, of course, dropped all three on the road swing. And a little home cooking might cure what ails them. But all eyes on the quarterback this week. Blake Bortles was on the practice field today, coming off a sprained AC joint in his throwing shoulder. And he played through it last week. But he understands the best chance for success for this offense comes with him on the field.
Most importantly, be there for your teammates. You know, make sure the offensive line sees you in the huddle every single play, I think is definitely important. It's important to me that those guys have faith that you know, I'll be in the huddle every play. I'll be at practice every day, working as hard as I can with those guys.
Of course, Bortles coming off a career-high 4-touchdown game a week ago in Tampa Bay. And on the other side of the ball, Cedric Marks had a big day today, testing that knee full to see how it responds. And if all's well, he could get the go-ahead for this week.
It's really in my mind that I'm going to have a green light today. You know, so I'm preparing myself for it, and I'm going all out. It's really a game day situation for me today.
Some other notes from Wednesday. No pads for Paul Posluszny, trying to come back from the ankle issue that kept him out of last week's game. Running back news, T.J. Yeldon out today with a groin strain, and Denard Robinson did get some work. That's a step in the right direction after a knee sprain. And on the offensive line, right tackle Jeremy Parnell did not practice Wednesday. We welcome in Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier. Blake Bortles playing through a sprain in his shoulder, but he's got to play through it, right?
Well, and for all the other injury news, for all the stuff, it's all about the quarterback still. So anytime that guy has anything to do with the shoulder, it's going to be news. And it was impressive to hear Blake talk about it because he said, hey, he feels like the quarterback needs to be there. The quarterback needs to make sure other players know he's going to be there, inspire confidence. All the things you want to hear from him, you hear. I didn't expect on Monday or Tuesday for there to be a problem with Blake playing on Sunday. And I would guess this turns into as close as it can to a non-issue for a quarterback with a throwing-type injury as it possibly can.
Yeah, so
move on, right?
I actually got some work today, which on Monday, Gus Bradley said don't be surprised if he didn't work. Now on the other side of the ball, Cedric Marks getting some full work today on that knee. If he's back Sunday, how much does he change this defense?
Well, first of all, to listen to Sen today, it was interesting. He said basically this is a game day for him. He's ready. He wants to show that he can get that push. It sounds like he's a lot more confident now than he was last week. Is it going to be huge? Do you expect 2 or 3 sacks and quick twitch out of him the way we saw at the end of last year? I still don't know if it's realistic to think he's going to do that yet. But can he help in terms of being out there, being a guy that offenses have to pay attention to? Does it help to have Cedric Marks, even if it's, I don't know what percentage, even if it's 85-90%?
Right, yeah.
Absolutely it helps. I don't know that he's going to be 8.5 sacks Cedric Marks, but he should be a help for an interior that I certainly needed it last week.
Coming up this week, the Houston Texans here at Everbank Field. It's the only game in this stadium in a 2-month stretch, and the Jags have left some games out there the last few weeks. Mm-hmm. They've got to capture this one Sunday.
Well, I thought you had to capture a couple of the last two, too.
Fair.
So I don't want to sit there and say if they win this, then everything behind them is forgotten. But, yes, the team has been close in 3 of the 4 losses. There have been plays that could have been captured, as Gus likes to say. That needs to happen at some point. If it doesn't happen this week, is it the end of the week? No. But at some point, these close games, these games that are sort of defined by mistakes – need to be defined by the Jaguars made a big play to win. So, opportunity this week.
Houston Texans, division rival, coming in this Sunday at Everbank Field. The Jags are back in the practice field tomorrow. All the coverage right here. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel.